Anthony Rota, Member of Parliament for Nipissing Timiskaming, handed out $1,323,000 to help mining supply and service businesses innovate, expand, increase sales and exports, and create jobs in the region. The announcement was made on behalf of the Honorable Patty Haidu, Minister of Indigenous Services and Minister responsible for FEDNR. Thanks to Government of Canada support, the Northern Ontario Mining Showcase will be the largest pavilion at PDAC and a must-see for convention-goers seeking new business, clients and contacts. This year alone, NOMS is expected to help participating businesses increase sales and exports by more than $10 million, while helping to create 75 jobs and maintain 100 more, said Anthony Rota, Member of Parliament for Nipissing Timiskaming stated in a release. Provided through FEDNOR's Regional Economic Growth Through Innovation, REGI, program, $728,000 will allow the City of Temiskaming Shores to establish the Northern Ontario Mining Showcase, NOMS, Pavilion at the 2024 Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada, PDAC, convention. Spanning an impressive 13,200 square feet and featuring a jam-packed roster of 110 mining supply and services exhibitors, NOMS will be one of the largest attractions at the world's premier mineral exploration and mining convention. The FEDNR-funded pavilion provides a unique opportunity for exhibitors to increase sales, exports and showcase Northern Ontario innovation, including some of the latest in mining equipment, tools, products, services, and clean tech. Temiskaming Shores is proud to lead the Northern Ontario Mining Showcase initiative to help maximize global opportunities for Northern Ontario communities and businesses. Thanks to FEDNOR's ongoing support, the 10th annual Northern Ontario Mining Showcase will feature over 100 Northern Ontario businesses and remain a major driving force behind jobs, growth and the economic success of our region, said Jeff Lafriere, mayor of Temiskaming Shores. Taking place in Toronto from March 3-6, 2024, PDAC is the world's premier mineral exploration and mining convention and the leading event for people, companies and organizations connected to mineral exploration. As part of the announcement, Safe Site Exploration Inc. based in North Bay, received a repayable contribution of $350,000 to help them scale up and commercialize innovative technologies for the mining sector. This priority project is helping fuel the continued success of the company by optimizing its manufacturing and supply chain management to ensure faster delivery, reduced assembly costs and increased production capability. Provided through FEDNOR's REGI program, the funding is also helping SafeSite expand its services, develop and deploy new technologies and increase sales and exports. This expansion project is expected to create 5 highly skilled jobs to support engineering, software development, drone avionics and technical sectors. We're excited to scale our business up and out and these FEDNR investments are helping to make it happen. These priority projects are helping to strengthen our global presence and develop and deploy new technologies to help our clients increase revenues and decrease costs, and improve safety by keeping people out of harm's way, said Mike Campagato, President, Safe Site Exploration Inc. The remaining $245,000 is helping Safe Site Exploration Inc. develop and commercialize its shaft measurement technology. Designed to improve data collection, operational efficiencies and employee safety, this new technology will automate shaft measurement and inspection processes required to meet annual legislative requirements. Once deployed, the technology will also help clients improve efficiencies and worker safety by replacing manual inspections with a fully automated system that improves data collection, eliminates risk to employees and reduces downtime. Funded through FEDNOR's Jobs and Growth Fund, JGF, this repayable contribution is expected to create and maintain 8 jobs. This $1.3 million investment will not only help Safe Site Exploration take its business to the next level, it will also help maximize opportunities for our region's incredible mining supply and services sector, said Rota.